Parshas Kedoshim. Very interesting Rashi, by the way. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, right away points out there's a different language the Torah employs when it starts the Parsha. Dabra Shema Meshalemar, that's as usual. Dabra El Kola Das Bnei Yisrael. What's Kola Das Bnei Yisrael? Here, Parshas Kedoshim, we need to tell Gans Kla Yisrael. So Rashi says, Malamish Shinemar Parshas Ubahakel. Moshe Rabbeinu gathered everyone to teach him Parshas Kedoshim. Why? Most of the fundamental laws of the Torah are here. It's very important to study this week's Parsha in depth. Always important to study it, but for sure Parsha Kedoshim, because Rav Gufei Torah Tluimba. Okay, so I want to, there's so many mitzvahs. I believe there's 51 mitzvahs in this Parsha. So it was hard to zone in on any particular mitzvah. So I picked, we'll do the mitzvah of Taitacha. Right? Taitacha is good, because this is why I work for myself, so I can correct you. Right? So there's a mitzvah in this week's parasha. Leisisna es achicha bilvavecha. Let me find it in a second, please. It's Perek Yotes Pasuk Yizayin. Leisisna es achicha bilvavecha. Okay, so the Torah says don't hate somebody. It says, give Musar. We'll see in Rabban. And don't bear a sin. So the Torah says three things in this pasuk. I want to analyze it, try to figure out exactly what's going on in the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk, don't hate somebody in your heart. Okay? The second part of the pasuk, give someone Musar. Then the third part of the pasuk is, don't bear on him a sin. Okay, so we need to explain, first of all, okay, the first two parts of the psukim we understand. Don't hate people. And the second part of the pasuk, give people musar. First, so my question is, are those two mitzvahs related, or they're just independent mitzvahs? Don't hate people, don't go around being a hater. And also, you should try to rebuke people, try to encourage people, okay? Are they related to each other or not? That's my question number one. And what's this last clause in the Mishnah? V'leisisa alav chet. Again, don't hate somebody, rebuke him. And don't bear a sin. What in the world is the last four words of the Torah saying? Okay, so we'll start with Ramban. Ramban goes like this. You have two pirushim. The first part of Ramban is lisis chid bovecha means Ramban is bothering. Why is it don't hate somebody in your heart? Why, what does it mean in your heart? Don't hate somebody. What does it mean don't hate in your heart? Ramban says that's just common. People that hate, they're generally very nice to you. But in the heart, they just can't stand you. If you look at the Targum, Yoyinusim ben Uziel says, Leisim malu shi'iya betumchein. Shi'iya means very smooth. Yaakov ish chalak, Yaakov zinishiya. Don't be smooth-tongued. Don't be duplicit. Okay? So Ramban is just saying, Leisisit chibavecha, that's just a common word. It's common for people who hate. When they talk to you, they're the best friends. But when you turn your back, they dislike it. So it's just, it happens to be the Rambam, which I'll read to you soon. The Rambam says, you're only chai of the lav if it's in your heart. If I walk over to you and smack you because I hate you, I'm not over the lav of don't hate somebody. It's only when I hate you in my heart. It's very interesting. Good Rambam doesn't seem that way.
This is one of the attributes of the Shvatim.
Yes, exactly. We found Shvach. That's right. They didn't play games. That's right. Okay, so the first part of Rambam is don't hate somebody in your heart. Then the next part of the pasuk, rebuke somebody. There's a mitzvah cheres. So part number one and part number two are not related. Don't hate somebody. Okay, don't hate somebody. Part number two is, if you see somebody doing something you can encourage them to do better, rebuke him. It's not related to the first part of the pasuk. And the last part of the pasuk relates to the second part of the pasuk. Meaning, if you see somebody doing something wrong and you don't say anything to him, you're responsible. To some degree, you are responsible. But if you see something and you say something, you know it wasn't right what you did, and you encourage somebody, then if he doesn't, you're not responsible. I said my piece. That's the first Shan Ramban. Second Shan Ramban is that the first two parts of the pasuk are related. And this is interpersonal skills. The Ramban says, Hoycheach techiach doesn't mean necessarily musr. It means confront the person. Vayoychech Avram Savimel. It means like if somebody did something to you, so you were hurt by somebody. So generally people tend to stifle their emotions inside, especially men, by stifling their emotions inside. And that's what the Torah said. If I do something to you, don't stifle it. What should you do? Confront the person. Why? Because give the person a chance. Maybe he'll apologize. Maybe he'll defend himself. He'll have a reason why. So that's what it means. Don't hate somebody because he did something to you. We're not talking about you giving a guy musar. He did something to you. Okay, so a guy did something to you, you're hurting. So generally people just go around walking around with that hurt. No, the Torah is saying, confront him. Why? You know, you did something wrong to me. I'm just telling you, you really hurt me. Then the guy will say, and I didn't realize I hurt you. And that's what it means. So the first part of the second part is related.
Is that healthy for you?
Is that healthy for you? Yeah, you raise your blood pressure and you go old early. So like, we're talking about when somebody did something wrong to you. Don't hate him inside, confront him. Then the third part of the puzzle, and the next puzzle relate to that too. And after you confront him and he apologizes or whatever, move on. A lot of times you may not hate him, but what's the next step? Okay, I don't hate him, but I'm not going to be his friend. That's the next part of the puzzle. Like, sisa lavchei, don't hold this in over him. Like, sikam, don't ever take revenge. Like, sitar, and then, rehachtar kachamechei, even come to mamash the point you're going to love him. Those are the two pirushim in the Rambam, the Rashbam also. I'll just read you the Rambam. The Rambam says, also, he, not the whole puzzle, but he says very beautifully, kishiyachta ish le'ish, one person to another person, lo yis to men of yishtoik, don't swallow up, don't be silent. That's what Russia's midah. I do something to you, because you think that you just think I'm shy, I don't want to say anything. No, it's a wicked midah. That if you do something to me and I don't say something, that's a midah of a Russia. Amnon played as if he was passive aggressive, he played like nothing's wrong. Okay, that's a midah of a Russia. So that the Rambam learns the same as the Ramban. The next pasuk, the Ramban says, the next part of the pasuk, "Loisislav chayt" means when you do give someone mussar, you have to do it gently. Okay, those are the two pirushim in the pasuk. Okay, so either "Loisisa," how many pirushim do we have? "Loisislav chayt." It can either mean it's an encouragement to rebuke somebody. Because if you rebuke somebody, if you see somebody doing something wrong and you don't say something, you're responsible. But if you say something, like, see some hate, you won't be responsible. The second shot is when you confront somebody, the guy apologizes, drop it, like, see some hate.
Is that only with a Jew or even a non-Jew?
This is only Jew. The Farshim take. Even Pierre Taishiv, the Gemara, says, you're not Mechoyev. Yeah. And then the next shot is, and then the last shot is, like, see some hate, when you rebuke somebody, don't bear a sin, means do it in a way that's not going to embarrass him at all. Okay, I want to tell you a new pshat I said. I'm going to tell you quickly a story. Okay, so in the Sefer Al-Gedal Yishui, he brings a pshat from the Magid Mibialistok, that when you give the person Musar, v'loisisa alav chet, it means the following. There's two ways to rebuke somebody. You see someone doing something wrong, and you say to him, how could you do that? What a chutzpah. Or you could say, that's when you put the chet on top of him. It's very important you raise children, how to do it with, be delicate and be, you have to be a politician when you get someone Musar. So you can just yell at somebody and break the person. So that's putting the sin on him. Another way to give someone Musar is not so much put the sin on him, raise him up that he's ashamed, that he tells him, wow, you're really a chash of a person. That's not something that you should be doing. So the best way to do it, he says, is when you give someone Musar, don't burden him with the sin, don't put him down with the sin. That's what he said. Now, he brings a Shlach Kaddish. It says in the Mishlei, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, give a Chacham Musar and he'll love you, and if you give a Musar to the Rasha, and he will hate you. So the Shlach Kaddish says, give Musar to the Chacham doesn't mean give Musar to a Chacham. Give Musar by telling the guy, you're a Chacham. That's the Musar. You tell somebody, you know, you're such a chashra person, you shouldn't be doing that. Then he'll love you. If you just rebuke somebody, put him down, he'll hate you. If you tell him, you're a less, look at what you just did. But if you tell somebody, you're so chashra. Okay, so what I want to say a pshat in this, what is the pshat in this word? So pshat is just very good techniques if you want to get your Musar across. If you abuse the person, he'll shut down. But if you say it in a nice, flowery way, I want to say a little bit deeper. Okay, I want to tell you a word from the Ar Yisrael. What's the Sefer Ar Yisrael? Ar Yisrael Slanta was the good Adar, he started the Muslim movement. He left very little writings behind. But his Talmud Mavigrim, Itzela Petterberger, his last name is Blazer, but he was the Rav of Petersburg in Russia. So he was a very chashva Talmud. His name was Itzik Blazer. And he put out letters from his Rebbe and Torah from his Rebbe. We come out have nothing other than this from Rebbe Yisrael Salanta. So he wrote in this book, he wrote something called Nesiv Asar, Stories of his Rebbe. Okay? So he was showing that Rebbe Yisrael Salanta was a goyim, and he found midos, tairus, and shas that no one else found. So he brings a story like this. I'm going to translate it for you. It's safe in Nesiv Asar. You can find it on HebrewBooks.org, page 116. He says like this. One time, a Talmid Chacham came to visit Rabbi Saul Salanter, and they were schmoozing, talking, and then the Talmid Chacham said, okay, I gotta go. And when he said it, Rabbi Saul Salanter said, put on his coat, and said, I want to come with you. He goes, why do you need to come? I'm going to the next town. I'm walking 5 miles now. He said, I have some money that I want to deliver to a certain person. So the guy says, just give it to me and I'll give it to him. He says, no, it's Gemara Mufereshes and Shas that I can't do that. So the Talmid Chacham said, if it's a Gemara Shas, I also know Shas. So he says, Rabbi Saul Salanter told him, it's not in your Shas, it's in my Shas. Because Rabbi Saul Salanter learned different midas that no one else saw in the Gemara. So the guy nudged him, Rabbi Saul Salanter told him the following. Listen to this. Gemara Yuvamas. David HaMelech became king at 30. I believe he was a king for 40 years till he was 70. 40 years after David HaMelech became a king, at the end of David's life, there was a famine for 3 years. And Gemara Yuvamas, Sukkim say it's a whole story over here. David asked the Urim V'Tumim what happened. Vayhi rov v'mei David shalosh shanim achrei shana, year after year. Vayhi vakish David pei Hashem. The Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Chesam Beis is going to do daf yomi in a couple of weeks. He asked the Urim V'Tumim, why is there famine? Vayomer Hashem el Shaul. Hashem tells David. Now David only became king after Shaul died. So 40 years earlier there was a time on you. Can you imagine? That is a famine now, and someone says, you know why there's a famine? Because in 1982, you did something wrong. Hashem doesn't forget. He's a long memory. Hashem tells him, Shol and Beis Adamim. So let me tell you what the Gemara says on that. What does it mean now, Shol and Beis Adamim? It means two things. First of all, when Shol died, you didn't give him a good hesped. 40 years ago, Tataina Klai Yisrael. The Gadlardar dies, you didn't give him a good hesped. 40 years ago, you didn't give him a good hesped. So there's a 3-year famine that people starving to death. Because 40 years ago, you didn't go. Okay, that's A. And also, there's a taina in Klal Yisrael, Abeis Adamim. Because earlier, again, more than 40 years ago, Shaul HaMelech killed out the city of Noiv, Ir HaKehanim. Okay, without going into details, Shaul HaMelech killed out a city of Kehanim. That city employed Gerim called the Givayim. Those Givayim had no other parnasa. They used to be chop wood and walk water carriers. So when you killed out the employers, all the employees went hungry. It's like you killed out the Gevayim. It was a terrible taina. Sigma says, wait, I don't understand what's going on here. You have a taina shul, you don't have a taina shul. You love shul, you don't love shul. On one hand, you're saying, yes, shul's, there's a famine because shul did something really wrong. When he killed out the Noivir Kahanim, he left all the Gevayim hungry. And you didn't give shul a Gevaldik a hesped. What is it? Is Shaul, are we proud of what Shaul did, or are we not proud of what Shaul did? The Gemara says something unbelievable. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tzefaniah. The Amar Reish Lakish Maidik said, Bikshu as Hashem, search out Hashem, call Anvei Oretz, all the humble people of the land. Hashem Mishpatoi Pe'oloi. The Gemara says, when Hashem does Mishpat, Hashem also mentions his good deeds. Because now we're coming to give Musa to Shaul. 40 years later, we're giving Musa to Shaul. What's the Musa to Shaul? That he killed out Noivir Kahanim, and therefore the Gevayim went hungry. Specifically, now Hashem waited 40 years to mention his good deeds, that he wasn't nifsad and nispad kalacha, and he deserved a better hesped. So Rabbi Saul Salanter said, I have to go to the next town because I have to give that Rav Musa. I have to give that Rav Musa. Specifically now, he deserves my honor, that I should come to him and give him all the kavod that I walked 5 miles, wherever it was, and Rabbi Saul Salanter came to my house. I have to give the guy the kavod, because when you give someone Musa, you also have to give him kavod as well. That's what he said in this Gemara. So it comes out that we have a new pshat in the pasuk. It means like this: when you rebuke somebody, it has to be mishpat. When you rebuke somebody, the person's ashamed, he's vulnerable. Specifically there, specifically when you give Musa, like the Gemara says, that's when you have to boost them and give emotional strength. When people are, whether you have friends, co-workers, employees, spouses, children, whatever it is, specifically at the time when you think you have to come and harsh on a person, that's specifically when you have to come and give the person the most chizuk. Shabbos shalom.